News Talk 1620 WTAW. Christmas is over, but lights are still up around the area for people to enjoy. We caught up with College Station's recreation supervisor, Sheila Walker, about the city's first annual Christmas at the Creek.
Well, certainly, moving the event was a tough decision, and obviously a very emotional one based on the response that we had from certain people. If we're measuring solely based on numbers, then Christmas at the Creek was a huge success. I would say that the guests at our event night, those numbers were up probably 75% over years past at Christmas in the Park. And that's, you know, kind of expected based on the fact that the park could handle that many more people. You know, parking was adequate. There was space for people to be there. In the past, we certainly are aware that a lot of people that were trying to come to Christmas in the Park drove on by because there was no way you could get near the park. So we certainly believe that we achieved success remarkably with that factor alone. Now, we have surveyed a lot of the guests that came, and on that it seems to be overwhelmingly successful also. We're in the process right now of talking to participants and sponsors and vendors and, of course, our city council to find out what the overall consensus is as to whether it's going to remain Christmas at the Creek or travel back to Central Park. But right now the sense is that it was the right move and that we're very pleased with the results.
Okay, great. And so you said just the fact that more people could come to Wolf Pen and there was more parking available at the Creek was probably a big reason that there were more people there this year.
Oh, absolutely. Just more space. You know, we had over at Central Park, for example, the number of parking spaces available in that area, in that park, in that neighborhood, doesn't even compare to what's available over at Wolfpin Creek. So we were able to expand our programming each of the four nights that we had activities, and in so doing, we included a volunteer aspect, we included a nonprofit aspect, we were able to add another entire stage of live performances, we were able to add the Arts Center and all of the activities that we included over there. So we just expanded our activity offering by leaps and bounds. And, you know, we went from maybe 15 or 20 volunteers a night to, I think our smallest night on volunteer participation was about 45. So that doubled in and of itself also.
Was there anything at the Creek that you missed from having Christmas in the Park?
Because it was so spread out, I think, and because the park wasn't really ready for the lighting displays, we don't have power where we need it. And some of the infrastructure that we had built over the years at Central Park, it would have certainly been nice to have transferred that over to Wolf Pen. Wolf Pen Creek wasn't necessarily built to showcase lighting displays scattered through the trees and things like that. Well, neither was Central Park when we started this program 28 years ago. And so over the years, we added a little power here and a little power there. And so 28 years later, you've got lighting displays all over the park. And so kind of the same, phase-in will have to happen at Wolfkin Creek if we stay there. Over the years, we'll add power here and power there, and we'll be able to ramp back up on the lighting displays. And we'll, of course, enjoy doing that. This year we ran a lot of our lights off of generators, which, you know, was challenging as far as staffing that. So the workload was increased in that factor. But everything else was just a home run as far as being at Wolfpin Creek. So the neighborhood businesses enjoyed more traffic. The people that live in the neighborhood enjoyed the programming. And, you know, so for all of those reasons, we were very pleased.
Now, the activity weekends are over, but how long will the lights be up for people to go and see?
Now, we're going to leave the lights on. The major part of the park will be lit throughout the month. We'll light up all of the specialty displays each weekend until New Year's.
Okay, and there's still some lights also available at Central Park to look at?
There are, and those will be on every night from 6 to 11 throughout the month.
Thanks, Sheila, for your time. And again, lights will be up at Wolfpin Creek through New Year's and also at Central Park every night throughout the month. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.